The Czech crown, one of the world's fastest appreciating currencies last year, is now rapidly weakening. It has sunk to its lowest point since November 2007, trading on Thursday at over 27 crowns to the euro and just over 20 to the dollar. Jan Čermák is the chief financial markets analyst of ČSOB Bank, and Jan Richter asked him what was happening to the Czech crown.
We see in general several reasons why the Czech crown is weakening. The first one could be high risk aversion in global economy, which means also weaker emerging markets and their currencies. The second reason could be that the investors see now the Polish zloty and the Czech crown and generally Eastern European currencies as overvalued against other currencies within the emerging markets universe. And the third reason could be, not last one, but the strong one, could be aggressive monetary easing from the Czech central bank, which is expected to be continued, and it makes the Czech crown less attractive against other currencies.
When the Czech crown was strong last year, Czech exporters were complaining that it's hindering their exports. I suppose that the fact that the crown is now going lower is good for exporters and then for the economy as well.
Definitely, it should help. But I think now the exchange rate is not the most important vehicle for the economy. I think it's generally the global demand and demand from Western Europe, which is falling rapidly, and it is now the stronger factor than the exchange rate. But weaker crown will definitely help, for instance, tourism and other sectors which are exchange rate sensitive.
What do you think is the outlook or the prospect for the coming weeks and months concerning the exchange rate of Czech crown?
I think, let's say, in 3 months horizon, the outlook is not very optimistic. We will see still weaker exchange rate because this financial crisis now translates into real recession, and it would not help currencies outside the Eurozone and also currencies generally in emerging markets. So we think koruna could be even weaker. While in a longer run, let's say in one-year horizon, we are still very bullish on the Czech crown because we believe that this real convergence story will return to the markets, and also markets might start to play a euro adoption story in the Czech Republic.
Jan Čermák, Chief Financial Markets Analyst of ČSOB.